Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
75417.
75417?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. May I have your first and last name?
Shirley Hamlin.
Okay, Ms. Hamlin, I do see an order here for you. Will you verify your mailing address, please?
448 Mount Pleasant Road, apartment 14, Bogota, Texas.
Okay, thank you. One moment. Okay, so I do see an order here for you. Let's see here. This order originated back in February when you ordered the dash cam. The dash cam is going to help you. You can use it in the vehicle for highway traveling. Have you used it yet?
No.
Okay, so that's what this order. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I have to pay like monthly for it or something.
Well, it's a membership. You joined a shopping club when you ordered the dash cam. The shopping club entitled you to get all these gadgets at different low cost.
Oh, I didn't know I did that.
Yes, ma'am. So the shopping club is going to entitle you to like order other gadgets for low cost, like the dash cam.
This has got $56.95 on my credit card.
Yes, ma'am. That's the membership fee.
And
so you will use, well, it's a monthly membership fee, and you can buy products every month at low cost.
No, I can't afford that. I'm only on Social Security.
I see. So what I can do for you is we can give you 35% of that back for this month and go ahead and close the account for you if you like.
Well, can I get all of it back?
Well, the company, they're saying that they've already billed you and they're giving you access to the various discounts. But I'll check with my supervisors to see what else we can do for you real quick. Be right back with you.
I didn't even realize all that other stuff was on there.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I haven't used nothing.
Okay, one moment.
Okay.
Okay. He said he would increase it to half. He'll give you half of the money back as a refund and close the account.
Well, I haven't even used it or opened anything. So why can't I get it all back?
Well, because we're following the company's policy. This is their policy. As long as you had access to it, they emailed it to you at miss_shirley52@yahoo.com. So they gave you access to it. That's what they're saying. That's why they were able to charge you.
But I didn't ever use it. And I never opened any of their emails. I probably just deleted them all because I didn't know who they were.
Mm-hmm. So, Ms. Shirley, that's the only thing we can do because we have to follow their policies. We can't go above their policies. But I can certainly close the account so they won't bill you next month. And we can give you half of your money back on that charge.
All right.
Okay, hold on one moment. Okay, so I have the account closed out, and we have the refund that's on the way. Like I said, you'll get the email at your email address letting you know that refund is on the way to the card, and it will post back to your Discover.
Okay, who will the email be from? What do I look for?
I'm not sure exactly how it's going to read, but the company is the Koala Consulting Company. So I'm not sure if it will coming from that company, but we will read. You can kind of search for it, like refund or something like that. You should be able to pull that up.
Yeah, because see, I probably
And it's
never
going to
really
come within
knew.
24 hours, so it won't be too far between
Okay.
today and tomorrow.
Well, I sure wish I could have got it all back because I didn't even know anything about that.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but we can't make any changes to the company's policies.
Not even your supervisor.
Well, that's what I've been talking to. I can't make in that change. I couldn't give you that amount. So he had to authorize that amount.
You can't
And he's
authorize
no,
anything.
ma'am, because he's following the company's policies as well.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. The account is closed and you're just waiting for that refund, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.